Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us today. Millions of us look at our smartwatches each day to see how much we've moved or how well we've slept, but what if that same device could quietly help save your life? Today, we're learning how wearable technology is giving Alabamians and people everywhere across the world a clearer picture of their health. Joining me right now is Dr. Rajiv Kumar, a physician researcher with Apple who's helping lead efforts to identify early signs of chronic high blood pressure through the Apple Watch. Dr. Kumar, I'm so glad that you're able to join me here on The Mark White Show today.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Before we get into the science, what first drew you to this kind of work using technology to help people take charge of their health?
That's a great question. So I've always been interested in mobile technology, always been interested in health and the health signals that are happening in between doctor's visits. And so I was the medical director of mobile health at Stanford, where I helped keep track of blood sugar for kids with diabetes, and found the power of assessing that data in between visits. And when the opportunity came up at Apple and the scale of Apple and the number of people that were our devices around the world, it just was a perfect fit for my interests and trying to empower people with their data.
Let's start with the basics. When we talk about hypertension, what exactly is it, and why is it often called a silent risk?
Yeah, so our heart is a muscle, and it pumps blood through our blood vessels to get to all the different parts of our body. The amount of pressure it has to exert, or how hard it has to push the blood through the blood vessels, is called blood pressure. And if someone has high blood pressure for a number of reasons over a long period of time, it can actually change how those blood vessels respond to the blood flowing through them, how they contract and how they expand. And how they really react to each heartbeat. Those changes that happen over time for prolonged exposure to high blood pressure is called hypertension. And if someone has hypertension, it increases their risk of developing life-threatening heart attacks and strokes and kidney disease. The challenge, though, is that we often don't feel high blood pressure. So more than a billion people around the world have hypertension, and almost half of them don't know they have it. And so the opportunity here is to help bring that information to the awareness of someone wearing an Apple Watch, let them know you might have hypertension. This is something to follow up on and to keep track of.
Now, you and your team have introduced a feature that analyzes heart rate data to look for signs of possible hypertension. Can you explain how this technology works in everyday terms, Dr. Kumar?
Sure. So on the back of the Apple Watch, there's an optical heart rate sensor. And so that sensor shines light through your skin, and that's where your blood vessels are. Every time your heart beats, blood's going down to your wrist and all the different parts of your body. And so using an advanced machine learning algorithm, that light and the signal that reflects back to the sensors in the watch tries to understand how the blood vessels are responding to each heartbeat. Then in a large number of studies across a very diverse user population, over 100,000 considered participants, we assess that signal against home blood pressure readings and an ultimate truth label or ultimate call of who has hypertension and who doesn't have hypertension, and train the algorithm to really find those signs, find those signals that change over time in those blood vessels at the wrist. Then we did a prospective study of 2,000 different super diverse people of different age, sex, skin color, body mass index, and other variables to understand the performance of the algorithm, to understand the performance to accurately assess whether or not someone has hypertension.
I know that you've spent years studying how data can guide better health decisions. What excites you most about this development, not just as a researcher, but as a doctor who's seen the consequences of untreated high blood pressure?
Yeah, I think there's a few exciting things. So one is that bringing awareness to something that's going on in the body that otherwise someone may not have known was happening. And so really giving them that time and that opportunity to understand and be empowered by the information to make changes and to help prevent those long-term sequelae, those long-term complications we want to really avoid. So that's something I'm really excited about. We estimate that about 1 million users within the first year of release of this feature who otherwise didn't know they had hypertension will be notified that they have possible signs of hypertension. The second thing I'm really excited about is that this is one context of our health, one context that makes us who we are. And so within the health app on the iPhone, we can start to understand how all of our health variables are related to each other. How does sleep relate to activity, relate to our heart and different variables there? So starting to really put us together as a holistic human and how the decisions we make and the actions we take can help improve or enhance our lives.
As you know, Dr. Kumar, I'm here in the South. I'm based in Alabama, and Alabama ranks high nationally for hypertension rates. How might this kind of tool make a difference right here at home?
Yeah, so importantly, this feature is not assessing blood pressure. It's not going to report a number, but it's going to help assess in the background who might benefit from tracking or training that more closely. So in an area like Alabama where hypertension is very common, this feature will help bring that to the awareness of users who may have otherwise not known. Once a user gets that notification, they're encouraged to use a traditional blood pressure cuff and to log that information in the health app. We've created a journal where one can keep track of their blood pressure over time by different times of day and get reminders to check. And at their next visit with their healthcare provider, they can easily share that information in a PDF that's summarized so that the conversation is super efficient and empowering for that user.
Let's say that someone receives a notification suggesting possible hypertension. What's the right next step for them to take, Dr. Kumar?
Yeah, the next step is then to check that blood pressure with a traditional blood pressure cuff and keep track of that information over time to share with their provider. And so we give instructions on what blood pressure is, how to accurately assess that, and the correct technique for checking blood pressure at home.
Getting a little bit into the technical side of things, how was this feature validated to ensure accuracy before release?
Yeah, so after that initial learning amongst a number of studies that we had conducted over, again, 100,000 participants, then we locked that algorithm and then assessed it prospectively in a study of 2,000 participants, again, with very diverse background. And that's the data we used to submit to the FDA. But basically, we had users wear Apple Watch during daytime hours and check their blood pressure with a traditional blood pressure cuff twice a day over a number of weeks, and then assessed how well did the algorithm correctly call when someone had hypertension or not. And here we're calling hypertension stage one or stage two hypertension by the American Heart Association guidelines. And so importantly, the algorithm did well. It doesn't detect everybody that has hypertension. It's not a diagnostic test. So it's passive and opportunistic, looking in the background to see who might have findings of hypertension. So it has a 40% sensitivity, so finding 40% of those with hypertension who didn't otherwise know it. And then about 92.5% specificity, so high specificity to minimize false positives.
As you know, Dr. Kumar, there are some people who have a difficult time going to the doctor on a regular basis or going to a nurse practitioner to get checkups. And obviously that's an issue, but I want you, from your medical experience, what happens behind the scenes when users share this data with their doctor, and how can it complement traditional blood pressure readings?
Yeah, it's a challenge throughout the U.S. and throughout the world of having consistent healthcare access. And so one major goal here is to help people be aware of conditions or be aware of a state that might be happening before complications or well ahead of when acute issues might come up. But to answer your question specifically, how might this kind of be in context or in concert with that kind of information with their doctor? It helps make them aware, helps make them kind of understand different variables that might affect their blood pressure readings on a traditional cuff throughout the day, including their activity and their sleep and their nutrition and otherwise. But having that power, having that information all in the context of one another allows one to take charge of that and make changes and really have an efficient discussion with a doctor. So in a traditional flow, one might go in to their annual visit, might have a blood pressure reading there, might be a bit high, maybe they're sick, maybe they're getting immunizations or whatnot. But often then the recommendation is go home and check that, keep track of that over time, let me know the next time you come in and we'll take a look at that data. Here we're trying to, again, make that more efficient by saying, hey, there might be something going on. Go ahead and check your data, keep it in this log. And when you go to your doctor, you don't really have to go through all of that all over again because you collected all the information they need to help take the next steps.
We often think about technology as impersonal. It can be, but your work seems to connect the data with deeply human outcomes. What keeps you passionate about bridging that gap?
Thank you for that. And that's a great observation. We are really encouraged and really empowered by that user experience for each and every individual user that's understanding their data and learning about it and how it affects their lives. I think the things that keep us really motivated is that our users often will send letters to Apple, dear Apple, or to our CEO, dear Tim, and tell us stories about how understanding this information has changed things for them or helped them understand things at a different level, or often in many cases actually saved lives. And so that keeps us all very, very inspired and keeps us pushing to discover more and more and bring more to the surface for our users.
Dr. Kumar, we have a few more minutes, and what I would like to do is take a quick break and then come back, and we'll have a second segment as we talk about this Apple Watch and the technology that can actually help people with hypertension. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark.
All right, folks. I hope you'll stick with us, too, as we continue our conversation with Dr. Rajiv Kumar with Apple. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All you have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices.
Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Dr. Rajiv Kumar on the line with me with Apple as we talk about Apple Watch technology. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Kumar.
Thank you, Mark.
So when we think about hypertension, what other health insights could wearables help reveal in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. So again, with the number of sensors and the number of devices that are within the everyday context of our lives, there's opportunities to look for things that might be changing over time that are otherwise hard to find at these one-off checkpoints of when we go in to see our provider. And so, for example, on the Apple Watch, there are sensors that can look for signs of sleep apnea. So if you wear your watch while you're sleeping overnight, there are signs that look for irregular heart rhythm. So users that might have atrial fibrillation and have an irregular rhythm of their heart, they have the ability to check the ECG and capture that data to close the loop with their provider. Within the iPhone, there's a number of powerful sensors that look for mobility and changes in our mobility and our gait that might be a signal of things that are changing our body or maybe putting us at potential increased risk for falls. There's a test for hearing. There's the ability to turn your AirPods into a hearing aid for those with mild to moderate hearing loss. There's ability to track menstrual cycles and otherwise, but really a number of variables across 18 parts of our health. But importantly, starting to put them all together as a holistic view of who you are and how the decisions we make affect us and improve our health.
Now, Dr. Kumar, I do not know how old you are, but when you think back to your early days as a physician, could you have imagined a world where a watch on your wrist might help detect a serious health condition?
To be honest, no. I think if you had asked a younger Rajiv then, I would have been very nervous. I'd say, well, that's a whole lot of data. What are we meant to do with that? Or how do we make sense of it? And so it's pretty inspiring to see the amount of information that can be collected, but also that it can be summarized and made very usable at the user level and at the doctor level and really just enhance the picture of who a person is.
You know, getting back to the question where I talked about the connection between technology and just being human, the personal side of things, how do you balance the science side of your work with the human side, helping real people make sense of all this new data?
That's a great question. It's a very difficult question. So for all of our health products and features, we have a diverse team consisting of people that are representative of what we're trying to detect, engineers, human factors engineers, designers, clinicians, and otherwise. And basically, we're trying to understand what is this journey going to be like? What is the story going to be like from someone who may get a notification? And the notification may be scary, and it may be empowering. It may be a number of different things. Where do we set the set point, knowing that we don't actually get to interact with our users? We don't know who they are or when they get these notifications or what's going on in their life. So how do we set that threshold so we're giving information that is actionable, that's based in science, that has privacy at the core, but really will someone can take it and run with it as opposed to just a bunch of numbers that are otherwise scary. And so really trying to understand amongst all of the users around the world, how are they going to use this? What's going to happen once they get this? And what happens if we're wrong? And what happens if we're right? And will every user have kind of the means or the ability to take those next steps? So we have lots and lots of debates and lots of kind of trying to understand who our users are.
You know, across America, we have an issue with hypertension, whether it's Alabama or anywhere else in the country. And clearly, we would like to know if we have an issue, but let's talk about what we can do prior to that. Solutions to not having hypertension at all. Why do you think so many Americans and Alabamians in particular are living with undiagnosed hypertension?
Yeah, it's a great question. So certainly awareness is a big aspect of that. So the things we can do are check our blood pressure, including with a traditional blood pressure cuff, just to be aware. But I think there's lots of changes over time. Some people are affected by genetics and family history. And then many of us have had changes in our activity levels, the types of foods we're eating, the types of stress in our life, how we sleep, and putting, again, all these in context of one another, you can see that over time, things are certainly getting more and more stressful. People have less time to do activity. Access to healthy and affordable foods becomes harder and harder. And so there's just natural trends for a lot of these lifestyle conditions, or conditions that might be affected at least by lifestyle choices that we make, are on the rise over time.
So when someone sees something that's concerning on the Apple Watch, how should they talk to their doctor about it? Do they bring their Apple Watch to the doctor, or the Apple Watch data, or printed summaries?
And so in order to make that interaction as efficient as possible, to maximize the time that a user has with their doctor, so they're not looking through screens or looking through numbers, we make it very easy to generate a PDF that summarizes all that data. And so we have a PDF for the signs of hypertension feature that then prompts in the blood pressure logging. We have a PDF for sleep apnea, signs of sleep apnea, for hearing tests, for menstrual cycle tracking, for ECG, and a number of other health products and features to, again, make that handoff very smooth and seamless. And we make that PDF very intuitive for healthcare providers so they know exactly how to interpret it and what it means.
In a world where we have so much technology and so much connection, where a person can spread information, are there any misconceptions that you would like to clear up about what this feature can and can't do?
So this feature is not, again, not measuring actually blood pressure. So it's not going to report a number or give a specific number. It won't detect hypertension in everyone who has hypertension. And so it's not a diagnostic test. Again, we're thinking of it as something passive and opportunistic in the background for people who are wearing Apple Watch, but it won't find everyone with hypertension. And once someone's diagnosed with hypertension by their doctor, if they start a medication or an intervention, this feature wouldn't be used to trend that or to see if that medication or intervention is working. It's really to bring awareness of those who have hypertension who don't know it. That's the primary objective of the feature.
How often should users check or update the health app to make sure it's tracking properly?
We recommend that all of our users keep their operating system updated. So we have a big update once a year, usually around the fall, and then we have dot releases or smaller updates that happen throughout the year. And so if you're always on the latest operating system, you have the latest and the greatest and all the highest security and privacy factors as well.
I would like to know what the feedback has been so far from the medical community, doctors or healthcare systems that have partnered with Apple.
Yeah, so as part of all our health products and features, we have doctors involved from the beginning, from even conception of phases. And so we get to interact with the healthcare community quite a bit and keep that feedback in mind as we're developing different products and features. Here, the feedback's been very positive. Where we've set our threshold, where the sensitivity and specificity for the feature is considered responsible. And most importantly, that handoff, that PDF that's captured by the user before they meet with their doctor, has really enhanced efficiency, enhanced time of kind of getting to the next steps within an assessment.
Because this technology is so new, there are people who are out there that might be skeptical. What would you share with someone who's skeptical about relying on technology for health insights or using it as a guide?
So I would say this health technology doesn't replace your doctor. If you have concerns, if you have questions, if you have signs and symptoms, this won't replace that. You can learn about all of our health products and features, including how they're created and validated, if you go to apple.com/health. And it's important to know that for all Apple users, you're in charge of your data. You're in charge of the type of information that's surfaced to you. So if you go to the health app on your iPhone, you can go to the different categories. For this one, you go to the heart category and onboard onto the signs of hypertension feature, where it explains how it works. You give permission for notifications to happen, and basically you're in control of that entire flow. The same is true across all of our other health products and features.
Dr. Rajiv Kumar, I have enjoyed this conversation today, and I wish you all the best as you continue in your work with Apple. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Likewise. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the time. This was a lot of fun.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Athens Bible School for the Students Golf Tournament has been rescheduled to Monday, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club in Athens. Registration starts at 10:15 with lunch from Southern Table at 10:30 and tea time at 11:30. It's going to be a great day of fellowship and fun that helps support Athens Bible School students and teachers. Get your team registered or become a sponsor today at athensbibleschool.org or call 256-232-3525. That's the For the Students Golf Tournament, November 17th at Canebrake Golf Club, and we'll see you on the course. Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.